Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Well, it's not yet December, almost, but not yet. Is your diary already filling up with Christmas catch-ups? While scheduling in festive fun can seem like a good idea at the time, the pressure of Christmas can be overwhelming, whether it's family commitments or this mounting list of presents to buy. I think very many of us are feeling the pinch both emotionally and financially. So what is the best way to manage the Christmas season without burning out? Well, we're joined now by psychologist Alison Keating for some much needed advice and telling us all to just cool the jets a bit. I think, Alison, is generally the message. It's the 1st of December tomorrow, but I think a lot of people, like, and when at least me, whatever about a lot of people, are finding in the run up to Christmas already, I'm looking at my calendar, I was saying this earlier, and I have so much on already, and I'm looking forward to every single one of the things that I have in the diary. I really am. But I'm also like, I don't know, I'm tired looking at it.
I hear you. And I don't know what it is about this year, maybe it's because of what we just come out of, but as I said, December hasn't even started, and yet I already feel like I'm looking at, if I'm saying anything, well, let's look at January, let's look at February, you know what I mean? It's like, it seems like a very short month, and I know we've been hearing about it since literally the day after Halloween, but it just seems to kind of have gathered speed, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's the pandemic that people are sort of feeling like this might be the first Christmas where they can start to let their hair down a bit in a way maybe that we haven't felt in a couple of years properly, or what is it? But that's certainly the way it is for me. So you're advising people to manage your time if things start to feel too busy. Now, what if you've done something that I'm a terror for doing, which is agreeing to stuff because it feels like it's a long way off? So somebody asked me to do something, if it's 2 months away, I'll be like, oh yeah, absolutely. Because in my head, I think by then, like, everything will be fine. But then everything all comes. So what if you've committed to a whole load of stuff and you're just wondering, is there any way of getting out of any of that?
Yeah, I just think it's always funny, isn't it? It's like, you know, when you said yes and you were in a great mood, and as I said, it seems like a long way away, and then the day comes and, you know, you haven't kind of factored in, oh, actually, there's a Christmas play tonight, and actually I have to do that project for work, because there's a lot on at this time of year. Do you know what? There's a lot on all the time. And then when we add on top of it, I just think that the stress can really just build, that perhaps has been building. I think it's a really reflective time of year for people, and sometimes people can feel somewhat disappointed and under pressure that perhaps, you know, they think, oh, maybe I should have had that done already this year. And so we put ourselves under kind of internal pressure, but I do think there's external pressure as well. Like when I was a kid and we used to be going out, you know, Christmas time, going visiting, myself and my sister used to count the Christmas trees, you know, this is pre-phones days, obviously. But now I actually count the amount of times that I hear on ads whilst I'm in the car, and it's just perfect Christmas this, perfect Christmas that.
Yeah.
And I think that word, even if you don't and you're not striving to have a perfect Christmas, that pressure is there. And I think that's part of the issue. And then a lot of people really are financially looking at perhaps the spend that's happened before and going, I actually can't afford this.
Well, the affordability is a major problem, right?
It's huge.
But the perfect Christmas, I mean, surely it's a good aspiration to have a perfect Christmas. Is there anything wrong with that?
I actually think there is, because what happens is, if, you know, there is no such thing as perfect. I think we can have, and something I think is really nice to do is say, so say you're in a relationship or you're with your family or whatever way you want to spend Christmas yourself, is to kind of check in with people and say, hey, what makes Christmas special for you? And you might be quite surprised. Someone might say, do you know what, I love when we all sit down and watch the Christmas movie. Or it could be something smaller that people like enjoy putting the Christmas tree up. So I think if we find what makes Christmas Day special for, people.
Maybe I love when I argue with my brothers.
Some people do, don't they?
I know. But can I ask you this, though? Sarah was making a very good point there, that she fills up, or people fill up the diaries and loads of events. And all. Do people do that for themselves, do you think? Or do they do it for other people?
I think it's a bit of both. I think in that moment, genuinely, you think, oh my God, that sounds super, I'll do that. And I think you're not mindful of all the other things that are going to be going on at that time. But then another way, when you said, Sarah, you know, if you've committed to something, like you haven't put it in ink, you're not married to it. So you can actually change your mind. And I think it's something within our culture that we feel bound, like I have said, I'm going.
And she has to, she's committed to stuff, Alison, she has to go because it would look bad for her, I'd say.
Thanks, Cormac.
Here's the pressure. Here's the worm in the ear. Like, yeah. I just think
it's not like for me now. It wouldn't be about looking bad for me. Thanks, Cormac. It would be about letting people down. You know, because I think people get very excited, and like the different groups that I have arranged different things with now, say over the next month, they're all sort of, you know, they're all very disparate groups in my life, and they're all, you know, not equally special, but they're special in some way. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be making the time, and I don't want to let them down because Christmas is a special time. So if I, you know, just say, look, you know what, guys, I just want a night in tonight.
They'll know you're going to the other group, you see.
Exactly.
Like, it is tricky, isn't it? I mean, what we're talking about here really is boundaries and then wanting to connect to people, isn't it? We do want to connect, and that is a wonderful part of Christmas, that it's about connection. But sometimes I think, wouldn't it be great if we spread it out a bit longer? And sometimes I do actually make things for January, and I kind of look forward to it as well. Because it can be a kind of a dark month.
Oh, you can't say to people, Alison, look, have a great Christmas. I'll see you in January.
But you know, I really think you should be able to do that.
No way. I'll tell you why.
Like, it would make all the difference to me now if I could have my social commitments and put half of them into January.
Okay, Sarah,
and then I'm done. That's great.
Look, Sarah and Alison, have a great Christmas and I'll see you in January. That means, Sarah and Alison, you're on the B list.
It doesn't, actually.
Well, by cripes, it does. Well, you're on my B list anyway.
I reckon if we could have, you know, if you have a very close friendship, you know, or a very understanding friendship, I think there are plenty of, particularly parents out there, or maybe it's not particularly parents, I'm speaking from the point of view of a parent, who could just say, guys, there's so much on. Can we just say, you know, 14th of January when we can breathe a bit?
I actually genuinely think that's good. And I do think it actually, rather than being on the B team, that actually it shows that you have a close connection, that you can say that.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Do you know why? Because you'll all say, right, Sarah and Alison, you'll be all happy with yourselves at your little arrangement. And then we'll all be meeting with the real friends and they'll be saying, what's wrong with Sarah and Alison? They're a bit weird, aren't they?
I think we're onto something.
I have a couple of groups in mind.
I'm going to be sending messages to straight away as soon as I finish up here.
You're on to the B list, I tell you.
No, it's a great idea. And just, sorry, one final word to yourself, Alison. I know you were posting on Instagram about this, and just your final message really got me, about having a relaxing Christmas rather than having, like, you know, the perfect Christmas. I think that's a sentiment we should all be trying to go into Christmas with. Let's have a relaxing Christmas.
Because I think people, like, when I look around, like, people are actually very tired. And I think it's about figuring out what makes Christmas really special for you and questioning some of the kind of traditions, or this is the way we've always done it, that mightn't actually work. Like, so it's kind of a radical idea. It's about how do we make, you know, have lovely times and experiences together and meet up with people. But I'm not sure everything all together is a great idea.
Yeah, Christmas in January. We've got it sorted, Alison. Thank you so much.
Enjoy my Christmas card when you get it on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Okay. Go on. Alison, thank you.